The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. We are gathered here today to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for our dear sister in Christ, Maggie Doswell, and to commend her into the hands of our merciful God, trusting not our merits, but the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who will change our lowly body that it may be like his glorious body, using the power which enables him to conform all things unto himself. We give thanks for a beloved mother, sister, grandmother, great-grandmother, family member, and very dear member of our Savior Lutheran Church. As I thought these past few days about Maggie, some words of St. Paul kept coming to mind. Words that St. Paul wrote while he was a prisoner in Rome and facing martyrdom. Paul wrote, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And not to me only, but to all those who love his appearing." Maggie fought the good fight of faith. In these past few years, when she was cared for at the Cadia Healthcare Center in Hyattsville, it was my privilege to visit her and to administer to her the Holy Sacrament of our Savior's true body and blood. It was always a pleasure to visit Maggie, because in the face of this ordeal that she was going through, she was amazingly cheerful and courageous. It really was quite wonderful, and those of you who may have visited her during these past few years, you also know how true that is. For my part, I shall miss Maggie. She was such a dear child of God. And what sustained her through all those difficult days was her firm faith in her Savior Jesus Christ, whose child she was through holy baptism into his saving death and life-giving resurrection. Each of us here today has his or her own memories of Maggie. My memories of her are happy memories, having known her for the past 10 years. In Maggie, the fruit of the Holy Spirit was evident. That fruit of the Holy Spirit's work in the heart of Christ's brothers and sisters, our fellow believers in our Lord and Savior. St. Paul wrote, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness." All of this was manifest in Maggie. She was, and she is, an example to us all. But like every child of Adam's lost and fallen race, Maggie too was, like all of us, a sinner in need of God's mercy. And that mercy was hers. Christ did everything that needed to be done in his perfect life, in his perfect death, and in his glorious resurrection. Through him, we are saved. And on the last day, when the risen Lord appears in glory, he will raise from the dead and clothed with splendor her earthly remains now lying before us in the stillness of death. Yet even now, she experiences the sweet peace and rest of Christ's nearer presence. We heard about that in the epistle which was read from the lecture, where in the book of the Revelation to St. John, we find these words about those who are now in the nearer presence of Christ. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. God has wiped away every tear from Maggie's eyes in the sweet bliss of his nearer presence. Your tears and my tears on this day and the days ahead are shed not for Maggie, but for ourselves, whose gracious, joyful, cheerful, faithful presence we shall miss. Until that day when all who repent of their sins and place their trust in Christ our Savior will be gathered together in the bliss of the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.